In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. So the Word became human and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son.
Why can't they print accurate maps?
Maybe you're looking in the wrong place.
Who are you?
I am the Word. I've always existed.
I've never seen you before.
That's because you may be looking in the wrong place.
So what exactly do you do?
I point people towards God. I bring light into darkness.
John testified about him when he shouted to the crowds, "This is the one I was talking about when I said, 'Someone is coming after me, who is far greater than I am, for he has existed long before me.'"
Who is that?
That's John the Baptist. He came to prepare the way of the Lord.
From his abundance we have all received one gracious blessing after another. For the law was given through Moses, but God's unfailing love and faithfulness came through Jesus Christ.
For me? Looks interesting. Some kind of book. Oh, Bible.
No one has ever seen God, but the unique one who is himself God is near to the Father's heart. He has revealed God to us.
This is the word of God. Follow God and you won't be lost. God does not always take us on the straight route. Sometimes we have to go up, down, and around. Sometimes we have to wait. Sometimes, like in the Old Testament, we have to wait for many years for God to work his plan.
But God is waiting for when we come to him. He sent Jesus as the light of the world and the Word to direct us to God. Now it's up to us.
Shall we pray? Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are the Word of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you came to bring us life. As we think this Christmas time of the shepherds and the wise men coming to you, finding the truth, the light, the life, and going back, either rejoicing as the shepherds or traveling a new path as the wise men. Lord, we pray that you will continue to change us so that we might be that light in your world. Lord, as we think of the darkness across your world today, the many places where there's still war, terrorism, hunger, illness, homelessness. We long for your peace to reign here on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, we pray for our local communities. We pray for our schools, small businesses, churches. Lord, we thank you for the opportunities we have, especially in our parish here, to go into our primary schools, to bring that light and hope to the young people. Lord, we pray that we will play our part this year. We pray for the different ministries and projects here at St. Mark's, held both in the church centre, and in Hawthorne House. Lord, we pray for our vision that we will continue to enlarge the site of our tent in so many different ways. Lord, we pray that you will direct and guide us. It might be the narrow path for us and the wide roads that you call us, but we pray that we will be obedient to you. Lord, we pray for those who are known to us who are sick, both here at St. Mark's or maybe our own family and friends. We ask for your healing touch upon them. And for those who are grieving, we continue to pray for Graham Wilson's family. Lord, at the beginning of this year, we pray that you will fill us afresh with your Holy Spirit, the Spirit that comes to equip us, to refresh us, restore us, renew us, so that we might be your witnesses and ambassadors for the good news of Jesus Christ. And so let's bring our prayers together, those said aloud and those we might have said in the quietness of our hearts, with the words of the Lord's Prayer that Jesus taught his disciples and left with us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.